That was Sarah and Izzy's show. Just finishing up. Shout out to those guys. Always put on a wonderful show. I am covering for Pero Like today, Cecilia Marquez's show. My wonderful girlfriend. So I guess technically that makes this episode three, I want to say three, maybe four, of Una Hora con Vero. One sec, I'm filling out the log real quick. You guys are listening to WMUC FM, where college radio is pretty good radio. I'm feeling it's pretty good. So I have a song here requested to play by Cecia, of course. And so I will play that in just a second here. Okay, log is filled out. It's time for some fun, wonderful fun times. I'm moving to YouTube because I always feel like I'd forget if I signed into like Spotify or I guess Apple Music. On here, so I have to do that momentarily, and then we will just get into it with some lovely music. So, okay, the first track that we track. Okay, no, I think this is right. Yeah, here we go. First track we have here is El Teléfono by Hector El Father. Here it goes.
Hace mucho tiempo que te quiero ver. Busco la manera de tu cuerpo tener. Ni tu padre ni tu madre te quieren conmigo. Pues hagamos el amor por el teléfono. Hace mucho tiempo que te quiero ver. Busco la manera de tu cuerpo tener. Ni tu padre ni tu madre te quieren conmigo. Pues hagamos el amor por el teléfono.
Y solo ten mi número telefónico. Para cuando te sientas sola y me llamas a mí. Recuerda que yo estaré para ti a todas horas. Y solo ten mi número telefónico. Para cuando te sientas sola y me llamas a mí. Recuerda que yo estaré para ti a todas horas.
Muñeca, llama por él. A ti me encosé. Quiero tocarte. Enrolarte en la red. Bájate a la pared. Para devorarte. Entonces suéltate. Lúceme, sedúceme. Vamos, aprovechate. Enciéndete. Arriba a ti, caliéntate. Para devorarte. Hace mucho tiempo que te quiero ver. Busco la manera de tu cuerpo tener. Ni tu padre ni tu madre te quieren conmigo. Pues hagamos el amor por el teléfono. Hace mucho tiempo que te quiero ver. Busco la manera de tu cuerpo tener. Ni tu padre ni tu madre te quieren conmigo. Pues hagamos el amor por el teléfono.
Ella me llama en asterisco. Le gusta echar un poco de disco. Loca que la coma de un mordisco. Más quiero tu cinco. Tu número te lo confisco. Chico, tú la llamas y yo la pego. Yo saqué el disco. O te lo tiro por un rico. No te disco. Y dile que yo vivo a disco. Ese gato tuyo es un perrito. Oye, la disco. Y hoy ande como San Francisco.
Solo ten mi número telefónico. Para cuando te sientas sola y me llamas a mí. Recuerda que yo estaré para ti a todas horas. Y solo ten mi número telefónico. Para cuando te sientas sola y me llamas a mí. Recuerda que yo estaré para ti a todas horas.
Hace mucho tiempo que te quiero ver. Hace mucho tiempo que te quiero ver. Busco la manera de tu cuerpo tener. Ni tu padre ni tu madre te quieren conmigo. Pues
hagamos el amor por el teléfono.
And we are back. Great, great, good. Oh, wait, no. It's that song's not over. Just kidding.
W el sobreviviente con Yandel, Héctor el Fave.
Oye, bebé, tranquila que no va a haber reguleo. ¿Ok? Ya anda conmigo.
¡Ja!
Cool choir pad at the end there. It's for all the audio listeners, that's which is everyone. I don't know. I'm just saying random stuff. This is a running gag that some of you may be familiar with if you tune into Happy Dudes Nancy Tunes, which is my show that happens 5 p.m. on Tuesdays at on digital here. So shameless plug. But yeah, let's keep this going. The next song that I have here is Nada Personal by Soda Stereo. So here goes.
Esa no puede pensar.
Here at Una Hora con Güero, we are nervous about the next episode of The Pit, which actually happens to be the season 2 finale, which comes out tonight. Lots of questions and stuff that is scary. Bad stuff that could happen currently. But you know, we don't know. We don't know what will happen. We will. What are your predictions, audience, audio listeners? And also, I cannot hear you at all, so I just made you look like an insane person because you're talking to yourself. I'm sorry. That was a little bit rude. I should not be this rude when this isn't even my show. So, yeah. Sorry. But anyway, let's keep it going with sort of that lovely 90s summery enjoying happy stuff that sounds good. Makes me happy. Much like today's weather, although it definitely is hotter in a lot of places than preferred. It's a little steamy in here, but luckily it is. There are two fans that are on me right now, so this is, you know, I'm not complaining about that. Without further ado, let's get on with Geppetto by Belly.
Thank you.
Such a wonderful, glorious summary song that is. Again, that was Geppetto by Belly, spelled like, I don't know, the body part. Fun fact for you, that band is fronted by Tanya Donnelly, who was once a member of the Breeders alongside the drummer from Slint and I believe both of the Deals, the Kim Deal of the Pixies and Kelly Deal. Which, yeah, cool, interesting thing. And actually, this band toured with Radiohead on their first ever, one of their first tours in support of Problem Honey. And this band, Tom York, sang a duet with Tanya Donnelly of the song Untogether, which is also on the album Star that Geppetto comes from. And they kiss at the end of the duet. So, you know, that's just a fun little fact that I figured I'd throw up. I'd give to you right there. So the more you know. Next up, we have a Future of the Left song. So Future of the Left is fronted by Andrew Falkus, who also fronts the rock band McCluskey, who recently played at the Black Cat in DC, which I was at. Which was a really, really great show. He wore very, very skinny jeans, which I thought was a little bit amusing. He's been in like many different projects, and when I say many, I mean like three ones that he's kind of primarily done. There's McCluskey, there's Future of the Left, which have this song, and then he has solo work under this moniker called Christian Fitness, which also has a really, really good amount of stuff. And this is one of his more, I guess, like chill songs. But I figured I would play a song of his, given that they put on such a great show towards the end of last week on Saturday. So this is French Lessons by Future of the Left.
They say the price of love is a black hole, where your friends were, where your social life sits. Pulled into a chasm of family engagements and trips to the garden center. That is true enough if you choose it, or it chooses you, I forget which. You could marry yourself to an orphan girl and overcompensate on her birthday. Well, I don't need koi carp swimming round my feet and auburn-haired children blocking my path as I run to the disabled bathroom, topping off a 12-hour drinking spree. When I don't need koi carp swimming round my feet and auburn-haired children blocking my path as I run to the disabled bathroom, topping off a 12-hour drinking spree. Of love is a lot of things. They say a lot. If you give them the chance, they will say it all and loudly. Sometimes they will say it more than once. I'm reading you like a pamphlet that I picked up from an idiot on a unicycle in a town square. He is sad now, he was sadder then. I am reading you like a pamphlet that I picked up from an idiot on a unicycle in a town square. He is sad now, he was sadder then. Now I'm reading you by a candle side, and it breaks my heart in two. You could kid yourself that your dreams amount to more than counting backwards from four. It's a dangerous thing. Ambrosia, just buy the cream, apply it to the scar, and wait for emptiness. Whoa, 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 way down in the plastics. Whoa, 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 way down in the plugs. Whoa, 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 way down in the carpet. A metaphor needs a better home. Whoa, 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 way down in the plastics. Whoa, 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 way down in the plugs. Whoa, 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 way down in the carpet. A metaphor needs a better home. The rich kid stole a bomb. The rich kid stole a bomb. The rich kid stole a bomb. The rich kid stole.
Good stuff. What a good song. I find that song very, very pretty, and I don't know, kind of in the way that I don't know what's a more popular alternative. I guess like Blur, how they have a lot of kind of like very witty, like British humor sort of going on in their music. That one really, really, which I mean goes the same with a lot of McCluskey's music, although I guess I can't, that was a little bit of a generalization because they are Welsh, that is, they are from Wales, but just kind of like that very silly like UK humor that kind of goes into their music. But with these guys, it's, I don't know, it's good. It's a good song. It's about not becoming boring and miserable after marriage, which is a good thing that you should do. Yeah, oh my gosh, the related like searches on YouTube on this monitor that I'm working on right now are rough. Dead internet theory may be correct. For reference, the next song that I'm about to play is Dark Spring by Beach House, which is my favorite Beach House song. And I typed in Dark S, or no, I typed in Dark Spring, and there were a million results of Five Nights at Freddy's Funko Pops, which, if that doesn't say anything, I don't know what will. So without further ado, let's cancel out the bad and play this song, which is very good. Quick fun fact before I play the song, Beach House is actually one person. Also, fun fact, that was a lie. That's not true. It's two people, but they're both from Maryland. So they're from I believe like Columbia, Maryland. I think maybe Baltimore, but they're both from Maryland, so close to home. All right, here goes.
Thank you.
So good. So, so good. I like kind of the contrast of the, like, kind of fast, like, frantic drums with just very chill everything else in that song. So, yeah, highly recommend that just everything. They're just such a good stuff. So next up, I am going to play a song by the Brian Jonestown Massacre called Pish. Fun fact about these guys is that, I guess fun is maybe relative here. When you think about bands that are like, controversial or have a lot of, I'd say conflict amongst themselves, you'd think of bands like, like Oasis, where they're like getting into fights on stage and whatnot. The Brian Jonestown Massacre, however, had over 40 different members within the band, because apparently the lead singer Anton Newcomb has a pretty big personality. So that is all I will say. But 40 different rotating members within like 10 years within the first 5 years. That is ridiculous. That is insane. This guy is probably not very nice, but I don't want to point fingers. Because clearly he knows how to make some good tunes. One more fun fact before I play the song. George Clanton, who you may be more familiar with, actually started making music after hearing a Brian Jonestown Massacre song. He was like, whoa, I kind of want to do stuff like that. And then he started making music. And say that he makes pretty great music just like these guys. So here goes. This is Pish by the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Thank you.
And we're back yet again. I really like that song. I know it's definitely, in terms of like, I don't know, I guess progression, it's a little stagnant, which I guess kind of can be argued for a lot of their music. It's not like hugely progressive, but I think they're really good at making a atmosphere and kind of hanging out in that atmosphere. But I don't want to bore you guys. I don't want to play music that that is gonna leave you unimpressed. So let's kick the energy up just a little bit. It is, you know, it's late at night. It may be past some people's bedtimes. So I won't get too crazy here, but I'll get a little crazy, a little bit more crazy than I have been. This track here is by the Swedish band Holograms, which pretty underrated fellas, I feel like. Their first album is pretty great. It has some cool like garage rock sounding stuff. But I don't know, it's good. It's good. They're cool. I highly recommend listening to their stuff, and I mean, I guess what better way to recommend it to you than to actually play it? So this song is called Orfeo, spelled O-R-P-H-E-O, by Holograms, just spelled the way that Holograms was spelled. That's what I have to say. Here at Una Hora con Güero, we are really struggling at the mobile game Block Blast, which is what all the people are playing these days. I'm very, very bad at it. Very bad. Very, very, very not good and bad at it. But that's okay. That's fine because I'm playing some wonderful, great tunes that I really, really enjoy. With about 20 minutes left, we're going to start wrapping it up here. I'm going to play one of my favorite Smashing Pumpkins songs. This one's pretty quick and just, like, very, very pretty while also being, like, pretty heavy, which I guess can kind of be applied to literally all of their music, all their good music that comes with the first couple albums, like, like Gish to Adore, which is, I think, like, the first four albums, I want to say. I don't know for sure, but this song's called Jelly Belly, and it's on their one album that you'll see on people's t-shirts, and it's a good song. I'm a big fan of this song, and I hope you are too. Super, super brief, super cool song. Not as, like, I guess, like, expansive and, like, super long psychedelic as some of their other stuff, but still very good nonetheless. I'm a big fan of that song. Okay. Here, for the next song, we're going to keep the energy up a little bit. So, fun fact for those of you listening who have not done a show here at WMUC. There's this program that we use called Spinatron, where you kind of look up songs made by a given artist, and it'll have those songs and show other radio shows like what is currently being played. And I feel like these guys are so overlooked to the point where this song just did not come up on the initial search for kind of like log which songs are playing, and this one just did not show up. So I guess that's an indicator that more people should listen to these guys. Although I guess the band name is a little weird. This band here is called Super Furry Animals, which they have a lot of cool, like, I don't know, 90s British rock. I don't really know exactly how to classify their stuff here, but it's very fun. It's very goofy. Some of it kind of reminds me of like Gorillaz or Blur. I guess more so Blur, but nonetheless, their stuff is very enjoyable, this song included, which is titled Night Vision.
Exist.
Night vision is not a thing that I have because it's very dark in this room and I cannot see well, but I am in front of a computer screen, so that helps quite a bit. I'm going to finish it up with two more songs here. I'm going to chill back out a little bit more with some a genre I've been very into lately. Trip hop is kind of what the people call it. I don't really know how I would describe it in words, but and also this song is kind of less so that because it's not there. Regardless, this is The Rip by Portishead off of a really, really great and underrated album called Third, which I probably prefer to their first one, although I don't know. I don't know for sure. But you should listen to it. This is The Rip by Portishead.
Tenderness I feel will send the dark.
a great song. And I'm going to finish it off with something kind of in the same vein here. Here goes. So this song is called Overcome by Tricky of Massive Attack. I think the song is awesome and very, very cool, kind of sinister sounding. To Mr. FCC, who may be listening, I know it may sound like there is the F word in the song, but I promise you, it is funk, as in F-U-N-K. That is what is being said here. It is not the F word. I googled it and verified it and all that. And the official lyric is funk, F-U-N-K. So, yeah, that's just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah, thanks for listening. This is Tricky. It's 1995 song, Overcome.
Emotional ties to stay severed.